This is Dr. Herbert Abiraly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. I never see a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse. You might call that a little sacrilegious. I never see a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse. What is the only real thing that is eternally with us and eternally our benefit? And that is what goes on inside of us. What goes on in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, in our being? What are these eternal activities that go on within us? For years, I have been teaching the 3-hour meditation. And during all of our seminars, the School of the Master seminars in Monterey, for an entire week, every morning, we have the 3-hour meditation that I give. This is a teaching meditation. The entire reason that I give the meditation is that each of the participants can see how the meditation could be most beneficially done and how it could be most beneficially suited to themselves. Tapes are made of this, and they're put on the internet, they're put on the seminar programs on our homepage, and you can go to the portions of the 3-hour meditation and listen to them if you wish. During the first hour, you say, "I am God, God I am." And you say that continuously for 1 hour. You're implanting that realization in your awareness. You're overcoming all of the obstacles that your mind has told you that you're not God. But indeed, why can you say you're God? In the second hour, we make affirmations and statements of why I can say I am God. And these are very clear and very concise and very beautiful, and they open our way to understanding that there is only God everywhere, and that God is everything, and it's up to us to begin to act like God, at least how we think God is, to begin to act and live in that way. And then during the third hour, we sit quietly and listen to the divine in us speak to us. And often during the third hour, because it's so easy to drift off to sleep, I come in with comments of what God might be saying to us, as I feel God is speaking to me. The divine in me is speaking to me, revealing to me the beneficial things that are for me in life. And as I say these things, people are just lifted up in wonderful ways. And of course, it's a delight to do it because they're so responsive, so sensitive, so open to it. And after the week-long Monterey experience, everyone seems to be soaring into the spacelessness of space of the divinity within them, and it's a glorious feeling. And the group is so united. The group is so impacted with this awareness, but they don't really know what the awareness is all about. The lectures speak about the divine within us. The lectures speak about how we can get to know ourselves better and how we can live what we believe about ourselves and how we can develop beliefs within ourselves that are beneficial. The School of the Master every year has been held in Monterey for many years, and this year it will be held on campus here because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary here on campus. 30 years old as the University of Healing, and that's quite a lovely experience. Now, I had a young man call me the other day, and he's a bartender. And he said to me, "Is it okay to be a bartender?" And I said, "If you do not believe it is wrong, it is perfectly okay." He said, "Is it okay to sell people liquor?" And I said, "If you do not believe that it is wrong, then it is okay. Do you believe that we should be vegetarian and not eat meat?" I said, "If you believe that for yourself, then it is not wrong for you to eat meat. And if you believe it is right for you to be a vegetarian, then it is right for you to do that. Whatever our beliefs are, that is what we must live and follow. And a lot of people say, well, my goodness, if I were just to follow whatever I believed, if I were just to follow whatever I thought was right and wrong, I might make mistakes. Well, everything we do in our entire existence here on planet Earth is designed to be done by what we believe is right or what we believe is not for us. It's not a matter that it's wrong, that it's bad, that it's evil, that it's not beneficial. It's just a matter that for us, it is not a beneficial thing. I had a lady send me a lovely email yesterday, and in the email she pointed out that the meditations, the three-hour meditation at Monterey was so beautiful, but when she left the three-hour program, when she left the seminar at Monterey, she did not continue with the three-hour meditation, and she felt a great loss in her soul and in her mind and in her being. Because I guarantee everyone, if they will do the three-hour meditation the way it is designed to be done, that you speak the first hour saying, I am God, the second hour you speak to yourself saying, why I can say I am God, and the third hour you listen to what the divine within you says to you. And you do this for 6 months. If at any time you fall asleep, the 6 months begins again, until you are so assured within yourself that doing it for that 6 months is a great benefit, and you're going to stay awake, not because you're forcing yourself to stay awake, but because doing this 3-hour meditation is so exciting. It's so revealing. It's so uplifting. If we could all enter into that aspect of it. And there are those who do. And they say, well, who are they? Who are these people? You'll never know. Because they live in that state of illumination. They live in that state of bliss. And they live in that state of the 3-hour meditation all the time. They are in the 24-hour meditation, actually. The 24-hour meditation of saying, I am God, and telling themselves why they can say they're God constantly, and listening to God. It's a constant flow of this idea, a constant flow of this thing. And you say, well, if the 3-hour meditation is so wonderful and is so so beneficial, why is it that people don't follow it more, that people don't stay with it and live it? Well, many more people stay with it and live it than we realize. And that's not concerning us. The concerning to us is why we don't do it if we don't do it. Why is it that you don't? It doesn't matter what anyone else on the face of the earth does. It only matters what you do, what I do. Okay. We know that our bodies are designed to be active and vital and alive and dynamic. We know that it is a wonderful thing for us to be alert, to wake up with a thrill in our heart, with a joy and song in our heart that wants to sing out the music of our soul every morning. We want to live in a body that is healthy at all times. We want to live in a body that does not die, that does not age, that does not become old. And scientists are working on these things right now, showing that the body does not have to die. It is ageless. The body does not have to be decrepit, but there are thoughts in the mind of the thinker which tell the body that the body is not doing a good job. And of course, the body is a physical instrument. Now, you do not need to exercise the body. You do not need to eat properly. You do not need to drink properly. You do not need to breathe properly. You do not need to do all these things. However, in our human mental attitude, we believe that we should polish our car and maintain our car with the right fluids, and our car will give us a long life, a long-lasting experience. We have the same attitude about our body. We feel that if we feed our body foods that we feel are beneficial, if we feed our minds thoughts that we feel are beneficial, if we feed our soul the realization that we are immortal, that we are eternal, that we feel are beneficial, then those are the things we will experience. Jesus said to us, it's not what goes into the body, but what comes out that makes the difference, and that's very true. It is how we live our mind, how we live our thoughts. And if we are truly a dynamic person, our mind is active and alive and filled with wonderful thoughts, our body should be the same way. Our body should constantly be living in exciting adventures, living in adventures of enjoying a beautiful walk, enjoying the world in which it is, delighting in the air it breathes, whatever that air may be, delighting in the fluids that it drinks, whatever the fluids may be, but feeling that every one of the fluids that it chooses to experience are good and loving and wonderful for this body. We do not put an octane of gasoline in our engines that our engines cannot handle. It'll either burn up the engine or just be wasted. We do not put oil in our car, which is not consistent with the needs of the car, because the car just will not use it properly. And that's the same with our human body. Our human body is designed to have whatever we believe is right for it. Whatever we believe is right for it. And whatever we believe is right for it doesn't mean that it's the most expensive or the cheapest. It doesn't mean it's the highest quality or the lowest quality. And whatever we feed our body and our mind and our soul, it has no quality. It's an is. And we feed our body the idea that it is an unhappy body. And the body says, okay, I'm an unhappy body. I will take whatever cause you put into motion and make it a reality in this body. Or you feed your body, I'm a happy body filled with life and love and charm and delight. And then the body says, yeah, I like that. Because it's in harmony with whatever it is that you're putting into it, it responds. And so, why is it when we know that putting these right thoughts into our body and our mind bring about good responses from our mind and our body, that we don't continuously do it? Why do we ever fall short of being the magnificent beings that we are? Only because we get out of the practice of saying who we are. We get out of the practice of being who we are. We get out of the practice of living in the divine realm that we are. But today we can put a new cause in motion. We can begin to live in the allness, the wholeness, the purity, in the spiritual reality, in the divinity, in the bliss that is our reality. Today we can begin to do that. So let's begin to do that. Let's begin to do that, and let's begin right now. And we begin right now by saying to ourselves, all is in divine order, and I am that divine order right now. The 3-hour meditation is a wonderful, beneficial thing. And you're not going to see a hearse, a U-Haul trailer behind a hearse, because you're not going to see people taking their wealth and their physical things with them into the next level of consciousness and into the next dimension. And what you will see is when more and more bodies disappear from the earth without being buried, then you'll begin to realize something strange is going on here. Something strange and wonderful. People are living immortally. They are taking with them this physical body, which becomes the immortal ethereal body. Now, is that important? No. Can that be important? Only if you think it is. Can you do that? Many people do. Is it important to do it? That's up to you. Do you feel it's right, or do you feel it's wrong? Do you feel that you want to do it, or do you feel that you do not want to do it? The choice is totally ours. Are you going to put a U-Haul trailer behind the hearse when they move your body along? I would like to think that there is no hearse. There is no U-Haul. There is no cemetery. There is no place where they put us. We merge into the allness at the point that we choose to move to our next dimension of living. And the next dimension is happening right now. It happens eternally right now. We live in all these dimensions right now, and we could flip back and forth between them as we do. And we could flip back consciously if we want. And it is pretty wonderful. But are we going to build up our awareness of who we are? Until we build up our awareness of who we are, we will be whatever the world thinks that we are. And then we'll think that we are that same thing. And whenever we build up who we are, knowing in our three-hour meditation or knowing in our divine introspection that we are God, then we will never fall into that experience ever again. Join with me on this wonderful journey, if you like, because there are a few on the road consciously, but yet there are an infinite number who are on the road unaware. I love you. I love you. I love you.